Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Romans chapter 8, verse 23. We ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. The Lord will provide. That was Abraham's response of faith to his son Isaac. They were summiting Mount Moriah, where they would offer a sacrifice to the Lord. They had the knife, the wood, the fire, but they lacked the animal for sacrifice. Isaac had no idea that God had commanded Abraham to sacrifice his only son. So Isaac asked his father, "Where is the lamb?" "The Lord will provide," Abraham assured. And the Lord did. He provided a ram to sacrifice instead of Abraham's son. Centuries later, God continued to cultivate in Abraham's descendants a spirit of trust that He is the Lord who provides. Every year on the day of Pentecost, God's people offered the Lord the initial produce, the first fruits of their harvests. With this offering, God's people showed their trust in God to provide them with more. And He did. 50 days after sacrificing His only Son on Mount Calvary to save us from death, God gave a first fruits gift to His people. On the day of Pentecost, more than 3,000 people were baptized and received the gift of the Holy Spirit. God still wants us to trust Him to provide, but we sometimes wonder whether He will. Thankfully, the Lord continues to quiet our doubts with His promises. His Holy Spirit works through His Word and sacraments to assure us that we are His accepted, adopted, forgiven children. In this life, we know we are sons and daughters. In the next life, we shall see it fully. Now, we know we are free from the guilt of sin. Then, we will be fully free from the rule of sin. No, we do not yet see the final harvest, but God's Spirit continues to show us that His kingdom is near. Yes, the Lord will provide. Heavenly Father, thank You for providing me with Your Spirit to give me peace for my past, strength for my present, and hope for my future. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.